This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's charge into this hour, shall we, Jay? Charge!
No? Full speed ahead!
Yeah! The charge of the light brigade. This is the heavy brigade. We're heavy. We ain't heavy, but she's my brother. How's that song? Remember that song? Who did? I've done a number of versions of that song.
I don't know that one, but I know what's the one from the Beatles? I Want You, She's So Heavy.
I don't know that one. I just know. I think Neil Diamond did a version of it. I guess, well, James will take care of that. He'll find a couple of different versions.
Is it He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother?
Right. It's the slogan that actually is reflective. Boys Town out in Nebraska, which is a place that a lot of young men who are lost go. They're taken care of. It was part of the Catholic Church at one point in time. My father, for reasons that were obvious because he was an orphan, supported Boys Town, and that's how I knew about it. During his life, he found causes like that, and they were supported. But there's a great message, a great story with it, and it's told in part by the song. I think the Hollies did a version of it. I'm trying to think of
that's
all the
one that I have. Yeah, the Hollies.
You have that one? Yeah, the Hollies and Neil Diamond. So play a little of it, and people will get the message.
Yeah, here we go.
Strong message. So you get the message. This is a story of caring and helping people. That's really what it's all about. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. This is as I recall, this actually was a spiritual song that was sung by blacks during the sort of Reformation period in America and elsewhere, but mostly here in America, helping those who couldn't help themselves. And that's really the strength of the song and the strength of the spirit of helping people. As I've probably said every day of my life many times on this program, we're all here to help. That's why we are basically, that's what we do. We help for lots of different reasons, but we're here to help. And so in this circumstance, Boys Town out in Nebraska is a place where youngsters who are lost, don't have parents, don't have anything, can go to be helped. And I think it's still in existence. I honestly don't know, but I think it still is. So there's a good message to start this hour of the Good Day program. Here's another bit of good news from our friends. My daily check of the NASA website has revealed something that really is kind of surprising because you wouldn't think it would come from NASA, although it involves robots. So maybe, right? The aviation research that's been done into batteries, right? We all think of these batteries as our flashlight or little gadgets that we use to clean our nose or whatever it is that batteries start your car. It's sort of created energy. And because the lithium batteries that are in these new electric cars are so dangerous, and they've been using these the rovers, for example, that are on the moon or on Mars or wherever they are, they all have these lithium batteries in them, and that's how they power them to get them around. So NASA has been involved in aviation research. The 787 has a lot of these batteries in them as well. Remember the first one that came The first flight of a 787 that ever came into this country was Japan Airlines. There was a flight from Tokyo to Boston. And I remember when the plane landed, they were afraid it was going to blow up because the batteries were so hot in it, they melted one of the compartments just behind the cockpit. And so the plane was grounded there for months while they worked on it. And they stopped delivering 787s until they figured out what the problem was. And they fixed it, but it wasn't without cost. And it was these damn lithium batteries again. Lithium ion batteries, which again are in most of the electric cars, they have these liquids that make them vulnerable to overheating, and thus the problem in the airplane, mm-hmm. the fire, and then they lose their charge. And so, okay, what are we going to do about this?
Well, if they're stowed away underneath and a fire breaks out, nobody knows. But that's right. What they would say, take it in the cabin with you, because if something does happen, they can handle it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, they have what they call, I love the government, right, the Convergent Aeronautics Solution Project. It's called SABRES, right? Solid-state architectural batteries for enhanced rechargeability and safety. Okay, good for you. Well, you came up with a good name. Now, what about the product? This is kind of technical, and maybe the bottom line here, Jay, is that it's a way for the batteries to last longer and be safer. It has to do with the casings, I guess, as much as anything else. But the problem still remains, what are you going to do with these batteries? No matter how safe you make them, at some point they lose their efficacy, and then they aren't any good anymore, and what do you do with them? It's like the nuclear rods. You know, there's going to be a ton of them from the electric cars, and nobody seems to get this. This is my big bugaboo with cars that are powered by this electric battery. And so in 7 years, the battery will be no good. If you want to replace it, it's going to cost you as much as the value of the car, so the car's going to get junked. So we have a double-edged problem. We have a battery you don't know what to do with, and more junk that has to be dealt with. Car junk is, they've been pretty good about figuring out what to do with that. They just recycle it, and that new car that you're driving was an old car before it became a new car. They melt all the stuff down, and they reuse it, which is good. But the batteries, they can't do that with. So NASA's trying to make them safer, long term, and if anybody can do it, the scientists at NASA certainly can. The writers strike, the Writers Guild of America. excuse me for a second, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the writers strike. It's going to be nice to have the talk shows back, and Drew Barrymore's already been wanting to come back. There's that whole thing, but without SAG-AFTRA. You're still not going to get a lot of new stuff.
You're not
going to
get situational TV shows and movies and that sort of stuff until they get that all worked out, right? Isn't that how that works?
So and SAG-AFTRA is looking like it's quite possibly going to strike interactive media, like voiceover, video games, all of that stuff. The members have voted 98.32%.
98.6%. Yes. Yeah. Well, that'll tell them something. Anyway, this agreement with the Writers Guild, they've secured most of the demands that they had, so it took them a long time, but they have payments now, higher royalty for streaming content, and stipulations related to artificial intelligence that basically they've shut it out. They got maybe the good part of this 90-day period, or whatever, it was 100, no, it was more than that, it was 140 Six days, something that was a long time. And so the way that they wore down the companies realized, especially when they went into the fall season, hey, what are we putting on our television networks? We got nothing. And so that shows you, these guys that are getting paid millions of dollars to run these studios are pretty effing stupid, right? So we go into the fall season, everybody all of a sudden watches the ratings go into the tank. The number one television show last week was a five-year-old show called Yellowstone that CBS had put on its streaming service when it first came out. and had huge results. So they now have put it on the TV, their TV network, and they're getting huge results from a five-year-old product.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch television the last couple of nights, you saw the really good, this is what made me think about in the passing of David McCallum, because at the end of one, I happened to watch one of them last night when I got done work, and at the end there is a tribute to David McCallum. And so then I started looking around, and the episodes they were playing were from like 2004, when Gibbs and all the rest of the cast, there was the good cast, Weatherly, and not the guys that they have in there now. There's nothing about the show now that is intriguing or interesting, I don't think, anyway. But they don't have any of these shows now. And they're touting CBS, no, is it CBS? Who's, yeah, NCIS is CBS, right? So they're taking a show from Australia and promoting that because that's all they've got. They have all of these. Can you imagine Survivor? I don't know. I've never liked that show. Instead of an hour, it's 90 minutes because they need to fill another 30 minutes with those and the game shows and stuff. It's all banal, and they won't get any ratings out of it. It's just something to fill the time. And they finally realized it when they started looking at the ratings for the first couple of weeks of the season. And they went, oh, we better fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave them pretty much what they wanted. And they could have done it a lot earlier, and they wouldn't have lost as much money. The advertising rates for most of the stuff on television are half of what they were last year at this time because of the stuff that they're putting on. I mean, once in a while, you want to watch Steve Harvey and The Judge and Family Feud and Celebrity Dishwashers or whatever it is that they're doing. And it's okay, that's fine for a little while. But then if you are intent on trying to find some entertainment, you don't want to pay streaming services, you're having a hard time finding anything that's any good. But still, the actors are out. Screen Actors Guild, radio and television people are striking separately. 160,000 members of that group. And this is the first time, by the way, in 63 years in which the two major Hollywood unions have been on strike at the same time. So let's see what comes out of all of that. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I was gawking at a car fire yesterday, and it reminded me that manufacturers like GM are training first responders how to put out EV fires. Joe McLean explains why this training is so important.
The technology has advanced, you know, well, and continues to in, you know, many different regards in terms of battery cell design or battery chemistry, energy density, all those things, and we thought it was a time for a retouch and going out to raise awareness and let folks in the emergency services communities know that General Motors has taken the move towards electrification very seriously and has always led with safety in mind, and not just the safety of the vehicle product, Laura, right? The safety of the first and second responders coming to interact or engage with the vehicles is also a top concern for General Motors. And
find the latest on auto news. Check out carpro.com. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stuff in this hour on the Good Day program, 23 after social media time. And here's the latest from Meta. You say Meta or Meta?
I say Meta, I believe, but now that I'm thinking about it, do I say Meta? No, I say Meta.
Meta, Meta. They have a new business, verification for businesses they've announced is going to cost $965 less per month than X's business verification system. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what this is all about. I guess it's if you are using Facebook or Instagram or X to promote your company, you have to pay. I've never done that, but I don't know that I've used it well for my company. What does it mean, verification? What do they do to verify who you are? Why is it that much money?
Yeah, with Twitter, X, whatever, back when they used to have their old verification process that Elon Musk got rid of and anybody could get verified, just like the average user would be verified, and they have to pay for Twitter Blue, so they have to pay a small amount, and that's that blue check mark. But with companies...
When you say verified, what does that mean, though, Jay? What verified to prove...
That you're not a bot, that you are who you say you are, you're not a fake account or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And you submit, like, an ID and all of that, just so that, like, you're a real person. It's a verified account. This is a real account. And when it's a company, you get a gold check mark, and the companies have to pay $1,000 for that gold check mark. But Meta is coming out and saying, for the verification for businesses, we're going to charge a significant amount less.
What, $35? So $965 versus $1,000?
Mm-hmm. No, $965 less.
Oh, so it's like $20 or something.
Depending on what you want to utilize, it could be anywhere from $21.99 a month to $35 a month.
All right, so what Zuckerman is doing is basically giving Elon Musk a boot in the butt. That's really what this is. Mm-hmm. More, right? It's more of their stuff back and forth.
Yes. So if you want to be verified on all of Meta's platforms, you just pay $35 a month. Or if you only want to be verified on one platform, then it's a lot less, like the $21.
Give me an example of who's verified. I don't know that I'm verified. Are we verified?
Well, you can be if you want to pay for it.
Well, what is the difference? Whether I'm verified or I'm not verified, what does that mean? I know
the verification process doesn't mean as much as it once used to. It was almost more of like a status thing.
Okay.
Where now it's just, it makes sure that you pop up a little bit sooner. For some people, you're targeted a little bit better without having to buy posting for sponsorships and all of that.
Okay. Amazon announcing a potential multi-billion-dollar investment in artificial intelligence. The company is named Anthropic. It will invest $1 billion initially, assume a minority stake in Anthropic, with an option to increase its investment to $4 billion. Imagine they have this kind of dough, and they would use it, Amazon, use it probably to make their deliveries faster, right? Amongst other things. I mean, I don't know. What do they use it for? I often wonder why they bought Whole Foods. I guess, you know, it's a delivery system, right?
In their partnership with them.
Yeah. So they're going to use the AI technology and its products and services all around the world. Amazon Web Services will become the primary cloud platform to facilitate Anthropic's AI model. I don't understand any of this. You? I don't understand a bit about what the hell this is about. I don't understand a damn thing about this. And I don't know. It's over my head, and maybe that's a good thing. I wouldn't worry about this stuff. All right, so that takes care of that. I noticed that there's a new phone call etiquette that includes texting first and don't leave a voicemail. Have you noticed that?
Wait, and don't do what?
Don't leave a voicemail. Text, and that's it. Don't leave it. Don't call. I do that all the time, Senator Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Seven candidates have qualified for the second GOP presidential primary debate tomorrow night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Bergman all made the cut. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to meet the party's polling threshold and individual donor requirements. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has announced a timeline for testimony before the panel from David Weiss, the U.S. attorney turned special counsel who recently indicted first son Hunter Biden on a gun-related charge. Weiss will testify before the House on October 18th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bet you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Did you ever play the drums, Jay?
I did. I loved the drums. I used to have a drum set.
And what did your mother and father say about that?
They were super supportive of it. They bought it for me, but then when I went to college, they sold the drum set.
Really?
Yeah.
Gonzo.
So I went away, and all of a sudden, my drum set had been sold out from under me.
Uh-oh. Time for a divorce from your parents.
No, because they gave me the money.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. But I think it's interesting to see women as drummers. I don't know why. I just think there's a Sheila E. Have you ever watched her play the drums? Wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. She's fabulous. All right. Here on the Good Day program is story of David and Susan Schwartz, who have visited 200 Costco stores. Huh? Why would be the question. Right? They were talking, they were interviewed in Jackson, Mississippi, and were asked why they are doing this Costco trip. They've been to one Costco in every state, And they have 850 locations around the world. They're in Australia, Iceland, and France, Japan, Mexico, and certainly here, 500 stores in our country. And they have planned, Schwartz's have planned to visit all of them. And so the question would be, why would you want to do that? Apparently, they've written a book.
That's their happy place.
Yeah. They've written a book called The Joy of Costco, A Treasure Hunt from A to Z, that has just been released. The book highlights all, these people need to get a life, highlights all sorts of facts about Costco, and they are the only Costco super fans that have ventured around the world to find out. I would think this would be good, really good publicity for Costco.
Yes,
as anything
yeah.
else. You know, it's not,
well, and especially
it's like,
some of their last stops, you would think that Costco would want to send people out to capture this and use
yeah.
it for advertising by selling
yeah.
the rights of their story.
Yeah. They talk to employees. They talk to folks that work in distribution centers. So they sort of have spilled how the company works, how it is to work there for an employee, what it's like for people to shop there. What their whole system is all about. And it's quite a bit different than, let's say, Walmart or the usual distribution chain. It's more like Amazon, actually, only on a bigger scale. California has 133, so that's the most in any state, and that's understood. You know, you can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, if you, I didn't realize they sold 4,000 items in most stores.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they are massive. And the thing about Costco that's really great is that it's cost effective. You can save a lot of money when you go in with your shopping list. The bad thing is you never stick to your shopping
list. That's right.
You end up buying so
yeah.
much more.
I went into a Costco here a few years ago to get new rims for a pair of glasses that I had. $40, I figured. I think they were $49, $49.95. When I was done, I had spent $454. I remember it's like it was yesterday. And I don't know what I bought. I just bought.
You blacked out.
No, I didn't. That's what they count on. Right? That's what they want.
Uh-huh. Especially when you first walk in and there are those TVs right there front and center.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then
yeah.
some of those lazy boys. And it's yeah. like, okay, okay.
And it's like a privilege. They've got you so psyched you have to pay to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay them to pay them.
And here's like the devilish in the idea. You go in there for paper towels. Let's be real. That's where you go buy your paper towels, your toilet paper. You can get so much. And we use a lot of that stuff as a society. But that is in the far back corner. Do you know
yeah.
how much
how long it takes to get there?
Just to get there. Yeah, you have to walk half a mile through all of this stuff. Of course, your shopping cart's already going to be full by the time you get to those paper
yeah.
towels.
Got to get another cart. All right. We note with passing today, Matteo Messina Denaro. All right, everybody who knows who that is, please raise your hands. Matteo Messina Denaro. Anybody know? Nobody knows. This guy is, in fact, the last of the original Godfathers.
Really?
Convicted killer, head of the Sicilian Cosa Nostra, which is the mafia. He has died at the age of 61 of colon cancer, apparently had a horrible end, which seems fitting for a guy who was responsible for that many murders, right? He was on the lam, as they say, for over 30 years, one of Italy's most wanted fugitives ever. He was captured in January while in the hospital getting chemo. He had tried to mask his identity, but somebody recognized him in the hospital and ratted him out, as it were. And so he went on trial. He killed, this is like Whitey Bulger on steroids here, this guy. But that's what happens when, I mean, what do you think the mafia is all about?
Mm-hmm.
Although, they'll tell you that today, the mafia has cleaned up their act. They're much better at being gangsters. They're much nicer about being gangsters than they used to be. They're nice gangsters. They don't kill people. They just, they ruin their lives in different ways. So This is the new era of the life and times of godfathers, or at least of the mafiosa. I always thought that was an interesting name, the Cosa Nostra.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it. Doesn't that send chills? Even if you don't even know how to translate it. The Cosa Nostra. Ooh. All right. This is a coincidence, folks. I'm going to a story about Donald Trump, but I'm not necessarily, although a lot of times I try to connect the dots between one item and another, that is not my intention here. And so, as a matter of fact, this item I picked out of all of the Donald Tripe, there's a Freudian slip.
Freudian slip.
Of all of the Donald Trump things that are floating around today, this is the one that I agree with. Of all the other things he said, this is number one on the agreement. The demonization of electric vehicles. He's all over. Claims that electric vehicles are a hoax. Even though he likes Elon Musk, and Elon is the richest person in the world, perhaps in part by the fact that he's built the Tesla empire into what it is, but I'm 100% in agreement with him as to what a snow job this is on the American public. And so, you know, whether you like Trump or you don't like him, this is... Nobody, he's probably the best person maybe in the entire world other than Putin and Kim Jong-il, Fatty, whatever his name is. He's the best at making enemies of anybody I knew, right? And now all the people that are making electric cars and buying them, he's talked about them kind of as he waded into the auto workers' strike. He says that EVs threaten blue-collar livelihoods. I think there's something to that, frankly. Obviously, he's taking a shot at Biden, who wants to build more EVs. And when you realize Biden wants to mandate that 50% of all new car sales by 2030 have to be electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough of a reason not to vote for him right there.
Well, and it's one of those things. If people want to buy electric vehicles,
yeah,
if they want to drive them, let them. If people don't want to, then don't make them. What is this whole thing of people have to do one way or the other? But we are always talking about if society ditches the gas guzzlers and only goes for EVs, okay, well, what happens with rolling blackouts? What happens when
the cost of electricity goes through the roof like it did the last time everything was mandated to be electric?
Or those conspiracy theorists who say the government will shut down electricity, and then what happens next? It's just, what's the phrase you always say? A sticky wicket?
Yeah. So Trump is calling the plan the ridiculous all-electric car hoax. And only, in a way, only Trump can say it, right? And he says, by the way, another reason not to like him is that they'll all be made in China, which, if true, will certainly destroy auto workers' jobs in the U.S. And, of course, the solution to this problem is to elect Trump. Whether, you know, that's... If it's down to Trump and Biden again. Oh, man. Ugh. But you know what? When I hear stuff like that, as much as I don't like his attitude, I'm with him on that 100. And so should... This is hard for me to say. All right, I'm going to swallow hard and say this. All right, you ready? Jay, ready? Everybody ready for this?
I'm holding my breath ready.
Yep. The whole business about Trump and his enlightening us, if you will, the issues that are, you know, in this case, it's Trump versus Biden, and this is all about Biden. But take them all away. And Trump focusing on the fact that these cars, and he's right, most of the components will have to be made in China because that's where the battery stuff is. There are a lot of people who say, well, you know, Tesla's not a hoax, so there are 4.5 million of these cars on the road in America, and there are other people that are trying to get in because they feel like the government is going to mandate it. So General Motors is in, Ford is in, Chrysler's in. But I think he's got something also when it comes to the strike and how these people need to protect themselves, frankly, from oblivion. And it's not an artificial thing. There's nothing good. Mark my words. 7 to 10 years from now, all of you who are buying electric cars are going to be scratching your butts thinking, why in the world did I do this? Because you're going to have nothing. And so, interestingly enough, on the same day that Trump had that sort of press release conversation, whatever, Ford announced it was going to stop working on the battery plant they were building in Michigan. It's a $3 billion electric vehicle battery plant. They're concerned about the way that this is going to be operated. And so they've just stopped. I think there's more and more, there's evidence that this is just not the right thing. It's cool if you want to drive an electric car, fine. Don't tell me I've got to drive one because I'm not going to drive one. I'll ride a bicycle before I'll drive one of those damn things. I just think it's bad. If you're really, all these people who talk about environmental stuff, I'm going to save the environment, buy an electric car. Do you know how foolish that is?
How do you think it's made?
Yeah, right. And the electricity, where does that come from?
And the battery.
It's foolishness. All right. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm going to blow the whole house down here. It's 48 after the hour.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat. Da-da-da-da-da. Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now it's good day. Health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack is from his clinic out in Salt Lake City. A lot of people can listen to him on his program, which we are a part of, and he is a part of us. We are a part of him, and he is a part of us. A gooddayhealthshow.com. Alzheimer's, a lot of people don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. I always thought it was the other way around.
No, you're right. It's a form.
Yeah, form of dementia.
Dementia can take other forms besides Alzheimer's.
Yep, and the best, I don't know, best, that's not the right word, but the most startling example of it at the moment is Bruce Willis and what's going on. He has lost all the ability to recognize anybody around him. And this guy's only, what, 63, 64?
Yeah, well, how hard?
Somewhere in there. He's not an old guy. And one wonders, he was very high, literally and figuratively, early in his career on drugs. Did that affect him in one way or another? But unfortunately, he'll never live to be 95, which brings us around to thinking about, Jack was telling me about his father who lived to be 96, and he loved his Pepsi-Cola, loved cookies. So, is that something you want to share with us about being 95 or older? There are a lot of secrets.
My father had several ancestors that lived well over 100, 103, 105. His grandmothers, uncles, cousins. And he wanted to do the same thing, except, you know, his diet wasn't quite what his ancestors' diets were.
No.
Having been raised strictly on farms.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was on standard process for a long time, helped him with a lot of things. My mother's still alive. She uses a lot of standard process. But Dad just couldn't give up his Pepsis and his cookies, which are suppressive of the immune system. But, I mean, 96, I mean, who's going to argue with that?
Yeah, it's okay.
He had his mind. He had his mind all the way to the end of his life.
That's what's very important. So
yes.
If you or somebody you know is 95 or older, there's an interesting study that's out that looks into what enables people to live longer. And if you'd like to have that secret, we're going to pass it along to you now, courtesy of a guy named Larry Jones.
What does it take to live a long life? This is a critical question underpinning biomedical science today.
and a new study is looking at what enables some of us to live exceptionally long lives, often with fewer age-related diseases and conditions. Dr. Sophia Millman is the principal investigator of the Superagers Family Study.
We're looking for as many people as possible who have celebrated their 95th birthdays, as well as an adult child and spouse. By providing 1 to 3 hours of time, study participants can help identify the inherited as well as lifestyle factors that slow aging and protect against its related diseases.
Only about 1 in every 1,000 people in the U.S. is older than 95, so it is important to learn from these super agers.
All identities will remain hidden, and the results will inform current and future research teams working to develop new therapies to help us all live healthier longer. Those interested will also be provided with some ancestry information if they choose to receive it.
Participation is easy. Just go to superagerstudy.org.
All right, so thinking about how to live longer and enjoy it, there are a lot of people who have brain problems. We're talking about Bruce Willis here and Alzheimer's, and there is a interesting bit of research, Jack, conducted in test tubes and on lab animals, and it points to the potential of using psychedelic drugs to limit brain damage after your brain has been injured, for example, in a football game. Football players who have all of this damage, they're finding injuries in certain beings, and they're treating with psychedelic drugs, and supposedly that reopens critical windows of the brain to redevelop. I find that kind of interesting.
What about this? There are receptor sites in the brain for all of these psychedelic drugs. How did they get in there? Who put them in there? Who put in receptor sites in the brain for psychedelic drugs? And a big thing that's going on in mental health right now is people who are suffering from severe mental illnesses, even to the point of suicidal tendencies, when they have 3 or 4 treatments under clinical guidance of these drugs, their lives turn around 180 degrees.
What the heck is there about that then?
Well, it helps to rewire the brain.
Really?
It helps literally to rewire the synaptic processes inside
the
brain.
Well, why did it destroy so many people, then ruining lives, psychedelic drugs in the 60s?
Well, you can overdo everything.
Overdo it, yeah.
You know, all because a little bit is good. A whole lot doesn't mean it's better.
Yeah, that's true. Except when it comes to ice cream. That's the rare exception.
And peanut butter cookies.
I want peanut butter cookies and ice cream. Yep, that's it. That is the secret to long life and happiness. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor from his clinic out in Salt Lake.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.